Bengals ticket window is now open. Text the keyword GAME to 512-451-5653 to enter to win a pair of tickets to this weekend's game. That's 512-451-5653 to receive the contest sign-up link right to your phone. You could win a pair of tickets to see UT take on Iowa State from our partners at Randall's and the Horn.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. You really messed up KD's groove there on the Bat Tuesday, BK, when you dropped the sounder right in the middle of one of his favorite jams from the Bat Tuesday. We play songs from our sister station, The Bat.
We do. Now, and you know this one, Rod.
I don't know this.
You've got too much white material.
I do, but I don't know a lot of these songs.
You've got white DVDs. What's the one you have?
I know a lot of these bad songs from the movies. I got a lot of white DVDs. What do you mean? I got Dawson's Creek.
That's the one.
I got Friends.
Yeah, let's just start and end with Dawson's Creek, okay?
I probably should throw away that box. I don't know why.
I'd hide it.
Think about DVDs. Why don't you own
them? Criminal.
I feel bad about throwing them away. Like, I don't want to throw away my DVDs, and I should throw some of them away.
They're going to be worth a lot one day.
The Dawson's Creek box set?
I don't know what that is, so maybe not.
You don't know what Dawson's Creek is?
Oh.
I've literally only heard of it through you on this show.
Look it up. It was the cheesiest, whitest.
It was a very white show. I think it took place in like Maine or something. Like, it was very white. It was way up the East Coast or something.
Well,
like,
that's even a shot at Maine, which is really white.
No, it was just a really white show. I don't think it was a black person in the show ever. Like, ever. I think one black person ever. At least in Friends and Seinfeld, there were black people every now and then.
Right,
the characters.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was one black person ever on Dawson's Creek that I can remember. Remember, Ross had a black girlfriend for a while.
Yeah, he did.
Friends.
Is this a super white song?
No.
No, but I'm just saying, he's the one who brought up me being super...
I mean, yeah,
having
it, it
the,
is.
Probably. Having a lot of knowledge of white culture.
You know who loved this song?
Which is why you should know 80s music.
Exactly.
You know who loved the song? He actually introduced it to me. Was Sean Adams.
Oh, cool.
Really great Sean Adams.
Very cool.
Of course,
I love
that.
But he also loved mayo more than any white person I know.
That's true, because he has good taste.
Oh, man, Sean. I miss Sean.
And he's not a racist, I do, too, with condiments like you.
No, I used to call Sean Romney, because he was very conservative, too. Every time Sean would go up on a political rant, because I think Romney was around that time, I called him Sean Romney. He would hate it.
I'm not sure Mitt's allowed back in the GOP right now, though.
Oh, yeah, Mitt's way. Yeah, Mitt's too moderate now for the GOP.
Funny how it changes.
Yeah, it's a little bit more radical. What?
Guys, the
good breaking news!
College football playoff rankings are being unveiled as we speak.
Nice.
I don't know if it's good or bad breaking news, but Texas has cracked the top 25. We know that they are number 20 in the AP top 25. The Longhorns are number 17 in the college football playoff top 25 rankings. So there you go. There's your breaking news. So the number you see next to Texas this Friday when they take the field against Iowa State will be 17 and not 20. By the way, four Big 12 teams ranked, gentlemen. Oklahoma State is number 23, Texas number 17, Iowa State number 13,
hey now.
And Oklahoma,
hey,
your top-ranked team in the Big 12.
So
11.
They are number 11.
Okay, so they're pulling this nonsense, apparently, that we just talked about.
We don't care about the head-to-head,
we don't care
baby.
About the head-to-head.
We don't care that OU lost to Iowa State. We're putting them ahead of Iowa State.
It's almost like, you know, they say a big thing with, if we just talk about politics, right? The big thing with voters these days is voters no longer vote based on, you know,
policy.
Like certain policies. And they really don't. And like how.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Yeah, they really don't. Like in information and all these stats and data, they really vote how they feel. Like people vote how they feel. Now,
emotion.
I feel this way. This is how I'm voting because I like this and this is the way I'm voting because I like this person or I don't like that person. And strange enough, the College Football Playoff Committee ignoring the head-to-head.
Right.
They're voting how they feel. Ironically, too, like, I feel like Oklahoma's better. It's like, well, but they both had the same record and one has a head-to-head win. Nope. Oklahoma better. They just feel like they're a better team to me.
Pretty much what you're saying is this country is turning into an 11-year-old emotionally. That's all emotion.
Yeah, pretty much. We got 14 hours for In-N-Out Burger because I want it
right now.
I need it now.
I know. I'm talking about every story we've had today. It feels like it's leading up to that.
You can go get another burger. No.
No.
This is the burger I must have.
I want it.
I will throw a temper tantrum if I don't get this burger.
And we'll give y'all the top four once ESPN reveals it to us, but the biggest head scratcher / bomb being dropped by the committee to this point, undefeated BYU, number 14, gentlemen. Number 14.
Oh. Should have taken that Washington game.
In the college football playoff rankings. And unbeaten Cincinnati is number 7 in the CFP rankings, which means both A&M and Florida are likely to be ranked ahead of Cincinnati.
Ah,
so
that makes sense.
Makes sense,
that
but probably not great news if you are a fan of the Bearcats, or at least you're hopeful that we get a G5 team into the college football playoff. Cincinnati number 7 and BYU number 14 despite their undefeated records.
Yeah, Cincinnati 7. That means you need chaos ahead of you, not just one or two teams to lose. You need multiple teams to lose and just sheer chaos to ensue. That's probably not going to happen. The BYU thing, I mean, I'm with you, BK. Why they wouldn't jump on that hook, line, and sinker, even if it wasn't going to happen, they should have been following their own mantra. Let's play anybody, anytime, parking lot, wherever you want to go. We know we're one of the best in the country. We'll go. We'll show
we'll
it
try.
To you. We'll show it to you.
Yeah.
And we got one of the best players in the country, in case you're worried about getting TV ratings. We got a Heisman contender. All those things, they should have jumped on an opportunity. So I'm not saying they didn't play because of BYU, but the fact that the narrative isn't BYU wanted to play and Washington was kind of squirming out. That should have been the narrative, not the other way around, even if it's true or not.
Say yes and say, we'll try and get this done. And if it doesn't get done, at least you said yes. But yep. They were going to have issues anyway. I mean, they really got hammered with their schedule. And the Boise State wins their best win. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. And it was a blowout, but Boise State's not getting a lot of love right now.
This ain't your older brother's Boise State team.
No.
No, they're not the same this year. So Texas number 17. North Carolina, number 19 in these initial rankings.
So Florida comes in at 6.
That means the Aggies, hey.
A&M will be at 5.
Congrats, Aggies. Will
they,
there you go.
Will they flip that? Because that can go either way. We talked about earlier what if Florida's ahead of them, but they could still win out both teams, and they could still put Florida on the last rankings ahead of them.
Well, if Florida wins out, that would also include
SEC championship.
They'll win over Alabama, yeah. So they'll jump A&M in that case.
Which is kind of probably why they're setting it up like that.
Yeah.
You win out, you're going to jump them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, if you're an Aggie fan, I think you're rooting for chaos, right? You need one of the top four teams to lose again. You would love for Clemson to lose a second time, right? Because that would remove Clemson from the college football playoff conversation. Despite their pedigree, despite their reputation, they're not getting in with two losses, I wouldn't think, against a one-loss SEC team, even if the Aggies don't play for their conference championship. So if you're an A&M fan, you want them to lose. You would like Cincinnati to lose, right? Just eliminate any potential craziness from the G5 schools, and then you've got a shot at this thing, man.
You know who they're going to have to be rooting for this weekend? Aggies are going to have to be Big Mac Brown fans.
That's right. Notre Dame knocked off.
Yeah, you're right about that. So, good point. Which could be a good upset. I mean, that could be prime for a nice upset.
Yeah.
Speaking of Notre
Dame,
Carolina's
good.
They are number 2. So Alabama number 1, Notre Dame number 2. I assume Ohio State will be number 3 and Clemson will be number 4. And that's why you don't assume, because Clemson is actually number 3, ranked ahead of Ohio State. So we talked about it earlier, guys. We're looking for some controversy. The committee likes to do this to us from time to time. Clemson, despite that loss in South Bend, they are ranked ahead of Ohio State. Of course, the Buckeyes have only played in 4 games this year due to the Big Ten starting after everybody else. But if the season ended today, which it does not, you would have Bama taking on Ohio State and Notre Dame taking on Clemson in your college football playoff semis.
That's surprising, because I was with you. I really felt like Clemson was going to be 4th there, Ohio State 3rd. But maybe this is also, because it's such a strange year, this is going to tell us that how many games you've played is going to be weighted in there. So you've played twice as many games. Yeah, you have a loss. It also tells me that maybe there's not a ton of respect for Indiana. I didn't see where Indiana was on that. But.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because you get a tight win there, and maybe they weren't blown away with that.
They're probably not that impressed with the Big Ten now overall, because some of the big powers are down.
Guys are out.
And even though they haven't had a chance to play those teams, I agree with KD, that data point of just the amount of games now is going to probably play a larger role than it usually does. And just we can tell right now just how the committee feels about your team and your brand and the conference you play in, which is going to hurt the Big 12. And I think it's going to hurt, obviously, the Pac-12, both of those data points, the fact that the Pac-12 is down and the fact that they haven't played a lot of games up until this point. And I think the same thing is true for the Big 10, because the Big 10 is down.
I don't think we have any gripes with no Big 12 team being ranked in the top 10, right?
No.
I mean, Oklahoma's ranked number 11. Iowa State's ranked number 13. Texas, if you're just joining us, ranked number 17. There is one two-loss team ranked in the top 10, fellas, and that's Georgia. Georgia's number 9 ahead of one-loss Miami, who's number 10. But yeah, I don't think any Big 12 fan base is going to be complaining too much. I mean, this conference is known for a while that it's out of the college football playoff picture. So I guess the rankings for us being the Big 12, don't really mean a damn thing.
Yeah, and Georgia, kind of like Mac early on in his tenure here, they're going to get as many chances as the national media can give them because they know how talented they are, and they think that they're a top 5, top 10 team, even though they really haven't looked like it all the way through this year. I don't know if you guys saw it, though. See who came in and was lighting it up for Georgia in this last game?
JT
Daniels.
Yeah, he looked good.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Is that what it's for, Justin Timberlake Daniels?
He was named for him.
Interesting.
Early on.
Are you
no,
joking?
No.
Dude, don't do that. I was like, what? That would be awesome. I was like, now, one of my favorite quarterbacks. That's just such a cool story. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Dawson's Creek. We need to get BK to watch that.
No, I
can't believe
you've
never heard of
just
it.
Just based off what I'm hearing
You grew up with like older sisters, though, right? A younger sister.
One older,
okay. Yeah. I thought you had much older
Not
sisters.
That old,
Not
though.
That old.
No.
Not that I'm not that old.
That's fine. You're pretty old, man.
I'm not Bucky. God.
No,
well, that's
no
a
one.
Low bar.
No one's that old.
Comparing yourself to a guy who's had knees and hips replaced,
yeah,
I don't think that's
like,
what you
I'm ancient
do.
Or something because
no.
I like Dawson's Creek.
He's not even the
You're
oldest guy on the
old.
Show, dude.
That's true. KD's old.
Oh,
yeah,
man. Let's
and
get back
older.
To Bucky.
Exactly.
There are rocks outside that are
my biggest,
somehow feeling
my,
better than him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. They're moving better than him, probably. My biggest complaint with this thing, I mean, the Clemson being ahead of Ohio State is questionable for sure. I mean, I get that Trevor Lawrence didn't play, and Clemson's only loss, and they still took Notre Dame to a couple of overtimes up in South Bend. But that's a little weird. Georgia should not be number 9, guys.
No.
I mean, they got crushed in both of their losses, right? They lost by 15-plus to two really good teams, Bama and Florida, but they were not in those games. And they also barely beat Mississippi State this past weekend. You mentioned JT Daniels playing well. Mississippi State had 49 scholarship players available because of COVID this past weekend, and Georgia barely beat them at home. So I just don't think...
Because of COVID and leeches run off a couple.
Yeah, that too. So I don't think Georgia is very good. I mean, I don't think that matters too much in the grand scheme of things because they're not crashing the college football playoff party. But that is a little bit surprising to me. But then again, an SEC team ranked super high should probably not be that surprising.
Yeah, and I'll stand by my point that, and it was like that with, remember us, I'll say us, y'all, but us, Texas fans in that early 2000s, the national media, before it became Texas couldn't win the big one, they wanted Texas to win the big one. Like they kept on predicting because they were like, well, look at the recruiting classes.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. And I get that sense that's where the national media is with Georgia the last couple of years.
I agree with this. Yeah.
And
it seems inevitable. Like, it has to break through at one point.
I know. I mean, we couldn't all be wrong, could we?
Yeah. You weren't. They weren't wrong.
No?
Just took longer than people thought.
Just took longer than people thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. The initial college football playoff rankings have been released. We'll break those down later today and also in tomorrow's program as well. I will take your thoughts, 337-3776. I do want to mention this, guys, before we break for the BK Lounge in another edition of Hypothetical Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
The Cowboys got a win on Sunday. We know this. In Minnesota, 31-28, the final score. Dallas now in a tie for second place in the NFC East with that illustrious 3-7 record. Mm-hmm. They're a half game behind Philadelphia for first place in the division. Mentioned it yesterday, it was Dallas's first win in a long, long time, right? Yesterday, or this past weekend, was week 11 in the NFL. It was the first win for the Cowboys since week 5. So it's been a minute since Dallas has come out victorious in a football game. But despite that, linebacker Jalen Smith very, very confident in his team's chances to not only win a couple of more games, but to really go on a run here. Jalen Smith said after the game, quote, "We're going to go 7-0, end quote. Which means the Cowboys running the table and finishing the year with a winning record at 9-7, which would probably win the NFC East by like 6 games.
I was just going to ask you how many games.
Your thoughts on that? And by the way, I love Zeke Elliott saying, quote, "I can't even remember how long it's been since our last win," end quote. So you've got Zeke basically saying, oh my God, we've been so bad forever. It's nice to finally get one. And then Jalen Smith like, oh, we're going to win 7 in a row, dude. One's not enough. We're going to get a streak of this thing here. So Guys, y'all's thoughts? I mean, you look at the Cowboys' schedule. It's the easiest in the NFC East.
Yeah.
It's top five.
It's not difficult.
It's top five in the NFL in terms of remaining strength of schedule. They only play one team with a winning record the rest of the way.
That team is struggling.
That's
lost three of the last four.
Which is a road game for the Cowboys in a couple of weeks. And by the way, they'll have a few extra days to prepare for that one because that comes after back-to-back Thursday games for the Cowboys. So that might help a little bit. We're reaching here, but that's okay. But the other games for Dallas, Washington, Cincinnati without Joe Burrow, San Francisco without everybody, Philadelphia without a competent quarterback, and the New York Giants. So, look, do I think the Cowboys are going to go undefeated from here on out? No, because they could lose to any of those teams on that list. But
that too.
It feels like outside of Baltimore, they could beat any of those teams on that list, gentlemen. So yeah, maybe there is a way the Cowboys can win enough games to make the playoffs in this NFC East.
What a crazy year.
Yeah.
I think he's right, as crazy as that sounds. I think there's a chance they could go 7-0. I don't think they will, but they almost beat the undefeated Steelers 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Took them down to the wire with their third-string quarterback or fourth-string quarterback, whoever Garrett Gilbert was at the time. And they just beat Minnesota, which was on a winning streak, three-game winning streak at the time. They're playing their best football, and they're getting better each week. But they were really bad to start with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's relatively speaking. Yeah, I mean, look, they're actually all winnable. Ravens would be the toughest one, but Dallas has been so inconsistent that there's no way that they're going to piece that together in any of these games.
Yeah.
I mean, to go 7-0.
I always say that all these games are winnable, but
they're all losable.
I mean, Washington back in October beat the Cowboys 25-3.
Right. What was the issue that game?
Mm-hmm.
Offensive line and that defensive line.
That was the game Andy Dalton got hurt, of course, suffered that concussion, and things really fell apart. But Dallas was never in that game against a team that a lot of people think, that's an easy win for Dallas. Well, it wasn't the last time you played them, just a couple of weeks ago.
You know, Bengals is a win.
Bengals feels like a win without Joe Burrow. I mean, I don't know if worried's the right word because it's better for the Cowboys to lose these games. So maybe I should be worried if they start winning games, right? If they do go 7-0 down the stretch, I think I'd be a little bit concerned with where the Cowboys are at moving forward. But yeah, I mean, Cincinnati, it feels like a winnable game. You know, Philly, you just lost to them, but they suck right now. The Giants, I mean, everybody in the NFC East is not very good. You still get to play all of those teams one more time. So,
Wentz
who
is
knows?
Struggling, man. Wentz is playing his worst football we've ever seen him play.
I mean, if the Cowboys go 5-1 in these final six games, I don't think I'd be that surprised. But if they went 1-5 in these final six games, I also don't think I'd be that surprised.
Yeah.
That's how average they've been. That's probably giving them too much love. That's how bad they've been. And that's how inconsistent the rest of the teams on their schedule have been this year, too.
It's that division, man.
Yeah.
It's that division makes anything possible. I mean, because they have for three of those last six games are against divisional opponents. And it's strange how it works out. Everybody who's left on the schedule is struggling.
Yep.
Yeah.
49ers have been struggling with injuries all year. Wentz is playing his worst football. The Giants are just terrible. Bengals starting quarterback went down, and the Ravens have lost 3 of 4. Washington, maybe they're not struggling. I mean, maybe they're just, I don't know, floating.
They're just bad.
They're just bad, yeah. Not struggling, they're just bad.
They've been struggling for like 2.5 decades, dude. Been a problem for them. So there you go. Jalen Smith saying we're going to go 7-0. Talking about the Cowboys running the
table. Keep hope alive.
Keep right. hope alive.
2 days after Christmas, I'd love to see it. It'd be the weirdest Texas OU matchup. Garrett Gilbert and Jalen Hurts.
Oh, wow. Could you imagine that?
Oh, man.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
I don't know if that's worth watching.
No, it's not. That's why I said, I was being nice with weirdest, the ugliest.
Unreal. So there's your college football playoff rankings. Texas number 17, if you're just joining us, and also some Cowboys conversation here on the Triple Option with RBKD. We've got the BK Lounge coming up, and it's Tuesday, which means it's time for another round of Hypothetical Tuesday. It heads your way next.
4th and 5, the national championship on the line right here.
Oh, the band is out on the field.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yes!
I don't believe what I just saw.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
Chalmers for the tie.
Got it.
It's 2 seconds.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal.
Oh, wow. In your life, have you seen anything like that?
You believe in miracles? Yes!
Now, it's time to step inside the BK Lounge. Here's your host.
Who the hell is
Brad Kellner?
Baby, if you give
it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want, you know I got it, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the BK Lounge, November 24th, 2020 edition of the Lounge. Alongside Kevin Dunn and Rod Babers, I'm BK Brad Kellner, and this edition of the BK Lounge is brought to you by Audio Visual Consultations. KD's going to tell you about them here in a few minutes. All right, gentlemen, it's a little after 6:30. What?
Thursday. You go, girl.
Unbelievable. That was Valley Girl slash Texas twang combined in one. It's a little after 6:30 on a Tuesday, which means...
It's Tuesday somewhere, so you know what that means. It's Taco Tuesday!
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, LeBron James. It is round 16 of Hypothetical Tuesday, in which I take a deep dive into the minds of my two co-hosts. All right, guys, no real theme for today's Hypothetical Tuesday. We're kind of going to be bouncing around from place to place. We'll start off with an appearance question. Would you rather be bald or have a huge mullet for the rest of your life?
That's funny. I'm going to go bald,
yeah,
too.
As a black man, I have a better chance of pulling off the bald, cool look. Because that's become, you know, obviously there are a lot of examples of bald black men looking still handsome and still being considered sexy.
Sometimes better. MJ was better once he shaved.
Some black men actually improve in their look when they decide to let it go. I think LeBron may end up being that guy. He's still holding on for it. But I will say that Jeff Bezos, among them, we talked about millionaires, changing the, you know, because I think white guys, they had a negative stigma of bald-headed white guys, not just because of skinheads, but just that it didn't look cool.
Skinheads didn't
sexy.
Help, though.
Skinheads didn't help.
It was skinheads and chemo kids, trust me, as someone who was bald.
Exactly, but now you're starting to see more bald white men fashionably, you know, sporting it with swag, whether it be Bruce Willis or Jeff Bezos. I can only name two, but you get the point.
Yeah. I still think it looks better on brothers, but I've been bald and... But I also don't know what that's like. I mean, to where if it was going to be forever. So for people that are dealing with that, and I know that can cause a lot of issues for people.
Sure.
Maybe I would go with the mullet. But the mullet, really?
No, the mullet.
That's your choice.
No. That's an easy choice for
you. Yeah. It's not as easy for me, but I'd go bald.
Let it go.
Mullet, man.
You're going with the mullet?
Well, look at his mustache. He'd have no problem
true.
With that.
That's true. You don't mind looking creepy.
Makes me want to puke.
Yeah, that's weird. You don't mind it. That's true.
Trying to be like that guy.
You're shameless, so you wouldn't mind it.
No.
I feel shame. You don't feel shame.
No.
Exactly.
Well, getting back to Rod's point, I think, and not that you should live life like this, you actually shouldn't, but I think you'd be stereotyped quicker as the mullet guy if you had a mullet as opposed to being bald. Whereas back in the day, the stereotype on being bald was...
Flip.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
KKK is right around the corner.
Yeah. Why'd you go bald, white man? You been in
jail?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that, or you're going through chemo.
And you go, oh, yeah, you're right. Are you going through chemo? Yeah. It's sad or bad stories?
Just genetics, guys. Which is pretty close to as sad as those other two things, I think.
Oh, it's just genetics.
You get stuck with those genetics.
That's true.
It's got to hurt. All right, guys, next Hypothetical Tuesday question, another appearance-based question. Would you rather have four arms or four legs? So you don't get to keep the other one. So it's not like you get four legs and two arms or four arms and two legs. You just get four of one or the other. Four arms or four legs.
That's easy. Four arms.
Yeah, he's right. Four arms.
Well, you already have four arms.
Two sets.
Yeah, two
four
sets.
Because you need the thumbs, man.
Right.
The thumbs. Was it pedexterity? That's not good.
And that's kind of what monkeys are. It feels more like that. I mean, it's not, but I mean, it's almost like it feels like they're walking more on four.
You're right. They kind of have a combination of the both.
They do.
Like they have arms and they have the thumbs.
Right.
They have thumbs, right?
And they don't bald.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Monkeys don't bald. Yeah.
Do you guys know, according to Greek mythology, humans were created with four arms, four legs, and two faces?
Really?
Yeah. It's a real thing.
Oh. Huh?
What happened to the other sets of
Zeus?
Limbs?
Zeus separated them into two life forms.
Woman and man, then?
I guess. I don't know, just two separate people. So we all have two arms, two legs, and one face. instead of four legs, four arms, and two faces.
Did you ever buy the Greek mythology as a kid?
Greek mythology is amazing. It's fun.
Did you get into that? Obviously,
like
you did.
It's like comics. It's really, this is so cool.
And much like comics, I didn't get into it.
We had to in high school, or maybe middle school, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we had like a whole year, it felt like, where we were learning about Greek mythology.
Yeah.
And I remember I got in trouble for plagiarizing a paper.
That's not surprising.
No.
You hadn't honed your craft yet.
But I think the whole grade did. I remember it being a huge scandal where like 70% of people who took this English class, because we were all just kind of giving each other answers.
Wow.
Or, it's like pick two or three of your favorite Greek mythology characters and write a little bit about it. And someone did the work. And
that was pretty easy,
like,
too.
I know. Hey, it's not even difficult.
That was so easy.
Yeah, it's Greek mythology. Who cares?
What grade was that?
I think it was seventh grade.
That's how you know the teachers just didn't teach it in an interesting way, because half these damn comic book movies are just Greek mythology.
I didn't think about that, but you're right.
That's all it is.
Yeah. So you guys are going four arms.
Oh, yeah.
Four arms. Need those
thumbs.
Would
you take the four legs?
Need the thumbs.
Well, like Nick Foles, he's got three.
Oh,
so like,
God.
What?
I knew you were going.
Yeah,
so like,
exactly.
I'm trying to think, like,
how do you make love with four legs? It's gonna be really tough.
You're like, right. Three is the max that you can have.
All over the place with those four legs. And I got my four arms.
I gotta be standing. I guess you don't need to stand.
I could work some magic with my four arms. Dude.
In this situation, Nick would have five legs.
Or your four arms.
With both.
Okay. Imagine Nick with five legs.
Ooh. No, I can't. We're moving on. Next hypothetical Tuesday question, a little bit darker, gentlemen. If you could steal 20 years of extra life by letting a stranger die, would you do it?
Hold up. I get 15 years of extra life, but I didn't kill him.
No, but you've got to be there.
Do you know that you did that while you're living those extra years?
I let them die?
You let them die. Yeah.
Dang.
You saw it happen.
I wouldn't be able to say
it. You didn't kill them.
No, but.
I let them die. I didn't help, and I could have helped. Right?
Yeah.
I could. Would they still be alive if I had intervened?
Yeah. But you wouldn't get 20 extra years of life.
How sick
I can't do that. Yeah, that's what I got to consider. How old are they?
How old are they?
Are they 95? Like, yeah, listen, you 95.
Right.
You've had a good life.
A really good life.
I'm going to make you comfortable, get you a pillow. You're okay. I get 15 extra years. How old are they?
They're your age.
I can't do it. Can't do it.
Wow. Seriously?
Are they a bad person? They do something bad? Do they deserve to die?
Rod's asking all the right questions
here. They deserve to die.
They're basically you.
They're basically you. No, I made some mistakes. I'm not a perfect person, but I try to do the right thing when I get the opportunity. So.
Is there anything that could make you guys let a stranger die, like a certain amount of money?
Bad person. But in terms of the parameters you're setting for us, I mean, you'd have to give one of the really tough would you rathers.
The money,
and it would have to be that. The only way I'd let someone else die is if there's someone like y'all, like a friend or family.
Oh, you let us die?
No, a friend or family to save them.
To save you.
Ah, got you.
That's a hard one, though.
What about like winning the lottery? You know, you win the lottery, but
how much?
You let a stranger die.
Dude,
the stranger is so gone. See ya. I'm literally going Hawk Harrelson.
Hang on.
I'm walking up and saying that right to his face as I take my winning lottery ticket and cash it in.
And we find out it was only for 20 grand.
Yeah, that was.
Well.
Then you wouldn't be able to live with yourself. You'd be like, I did this for some
time. I think BK would still sleep.
I'd be perfectly fine. How do you sleep at night? Usually on my side. I go left side more than right.
I like it cooler.
One pillow. Yeah, cool.
Oh, man. I guess I can't know anything about them, because this is what they tell you, right? They tell you if somebody about to kill you, tell them about yourself.
Yeah.
They say immediately, right. Someone's going to kill you, tell them your name, tell them how many kids you have, tell them where
family,
you live, family,
pets,
where you're from, where you were born, because the more you tell them, the harder it is for them to kill you, because you're no longer just a faceless blob.
And even for sociopaths, there's a chance maybe that you connect with
something. You click with them, yeah.
And you got a dog?
Exactly.
I had a dog.
Yeah.
I ended up murdering it at 13, like most serial killers do, and ate
it. Damn it!
But I loved that thing. You know, you may connect with something.
Before they kill you.
Right, but you're right.
That's what they
tell you.
They
tell you to give your story.
Try to connect.
And make stuff up. At that point, really lie.
Oh, yeah, you just make stuff up. My mom's sick.
Right, my mom's sick.
She lives alone, all that kind of stuff.
I've got seven kids, and they all depend on me.
Yeah, right. I'm a single dad with seven kids.
Good advice. I never heard that before.
It's true, though.
Yeah, it is. I've heard
like that. All right, last question for today's Hypothetical Tuesday. Kind of relates to animals. If you could domesticate any animal in the world to be your pet, what would it be?
This is a great question.
I'm going to have to give you guys a classic top five for me.
Yeah, because I think you got to go.
Yeah.
So we got, okay, first
I got
of all,
11 on the list.
You're going to start with the big cat family.
Thank
right?
you.
Yeah, I need me a big cat.
And even then I can't. I mean, do I go lion? Do I go tiger? Do I go
cheetah?
Panther?
Oh, my God. And then,
jaguar?
And then, I know, strangely enough for me, a jaguar is cool. I want control of some of the animals of the sea.
Dolphins.
So I would love
dolphins
be right
there.
Or yep. Sharks, too. Like, it's so cool.
You just keep them in your apartment complex pool.
Nah, I guess I'd have to go to the beach to have. Yeah, it wouldn't be as cool. So I'll go with big cat. I'll go tiger.
Okay.
I'll go big cat. Can a tiger beat a lion? Who would win a fight between a lion and a tiger?
I think a lion.
Are we sure a lion would win?
Well, I mean, it depends on where the lion is with his game.
I'm going tiger because lions, male lions are lazy. They're the big ones. Women travel in packs.
Right.
That's why they get you in packs. They're a gang. So I'm going with the tiger.
So a quick Google search tells me that some expert concludes that a one-on-one matchup would favor a tiger.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if that's basketball or if that's in a fight.
Tiger, baby.
I heard the Tigers have a pretty killer crossover.
Yeah, they do.
You don't want to mess with them on the court. All right, what about you, KD?
Ooh, I got another one. Damn it, I forgot one.
No, I told you it's going right, to be
go,
a
go, go, okay.
We
no.
can finish this conversation after the break if we're going to ponder
man.
This during the commercial.
This is good. I think you're not going to pick the one. I'm going to pick another one here.
Okay.
What do you got?
Elephant.
Ooh.
Elephant. Man.
An elephant fell in a well like 30 feet in India. And they got it
and
out.
And they got
today.
It out. Because they're holy animals.
Yeah, they're holy. Yeah, and right? they got Sacred. A crane. Third one to fall in a well in India this
wow.
year. Yeah.
Ooh.
Are they blind or something?
Yeah, they're elephants.
Well, yeah, they're kind of clumsy, actually. Yeah.
Gay?
Are they what?
Are they gay?
No, they're blind.
He's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
Okay. That's why he fell in a hole.
Yeah. Because he was gay.
I know.
Oh. All right, let's go to break. Think about it.
They just want
a
big.
That's a great.
They just
a great
want a big well.
Great question.
Well done there. All right, we'll give the rest of our answers.
Too late.
Before we come back.
I don't know who I'm going to pick. What I'm going to pick here.
I got another animal for you. I got a new one.
Well, y'all got a few minutes to think about it. Yeah. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's on tap and send you off to the rest of the programming here on The Horn.
Pop a top again.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash your
stomach? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've been known to drink a beer or two.
Like a man, working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds. It's only my opinion, sir.
I got beer.
I got bottled breast milk.
Why don't we start with the beer?
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wait, it's already 5 o'clock here. It's time for What's on Tap.
How about a nice cool drink?
That is really
man,
good.
That is good. That's
good.
Pop a top again.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. I'm Rod Neighbors hanging out with Kevin Dunn and Brad Kellner. We are done for the day, but before we are officially done, we'll let you know what's on tap. All right, gentlemen, before we do that, we got to finish up our discussion from a great Hypothetical Tuesday. I don't think we've had a Hypothetical Tuesday that hasn't been great. It is one of the best bits on the Horn airwaves. Go back and listen to it on the podcast page if you didn't hear Hypothetical Tuesday.
It's the best hour of the station.
It's just it's really good. I enjoy Hypothetical Tuesday.
No, I do too.
Enjoy it every time.
I think it's always good.
Good bit by my man BK. But the last question for BK was, hypothetically, if you could domesticate any animal, train any animal in the animal kingdom to basically obey your commands and be at your, you know, to basically be at your service, if you will.
Right.
What animal would it be? I went with big cat, tiger, and I threw an elephant out there. Katie, you got something else?
I'm going to go either cheetah or puma.
Pumas are good.
Pumas are so pretty.
Yeah, it's, yeah,
and
you get
you get
black
a big
one.
Cat. Yeah, mm-hmm. Big cat like that. I just lost Stewie, who was my big black cat, but the smaller version. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of missing that. Here's maybe one of the cutest things on Earth, too, a koala bear. And you mentioned a panda.
Pandas
panda would
like
be
that too.
Like that, too.
Super
like,
cute.
So if you can domesticate them, which is that's the theory here, or at least that's what we're working on, the parameters, then koala bear would be awesome.
They don't do anything. They sleep like 18 hours a day.
I'm a cat guy.
That's awesome.
So what does that tell you?
But
and all the dogs that I love are usually kind of more chilled dogs.
Okay.
Koalas live my college lifestyle, dude. They sleep 16 hours a day, and I think they drink the other eight. I think that's what they do.
What are the leaves they love so much?
Eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus leaves. Good job, BK. Yeah. Random. Good job on you. He really watches. He watches Animal Planet.
He watches more than he'd like to admit.
I smoked weed once.
Hey.
That's how it works.
Who do you have, BK? What animal?
I'm going with a couple here.
Yeah, give me some.
Two options. Number one is the leaf deer, which is like, it literally is a baby deer, but it's a full-grown deer, but it's the cutest thing ever.
It
and
is.
If I walked around with that thing on Rainy Street or 6th Street, I would
be
batting
good.
1,000.
You could clean up with that.
And then also the maned wolf. It's a
wolf
that has a mane. It looks badass, and it's a wolf, so it is badass. It looks like a combination of like a dog, a wolf, a coyote, and a lion. That thing would be pretty sick.
Now,
I like that.
I mean, if we really want to stretch this, dolphin probably would be my number one answer if I could store it somewhere. I lived right next to the ocean and like Flipper,
exactly.
He would just come hang out with me.
Dude, you've got a pool in your apartment complex.
That's
just throw
work.
Some salt
inhumane.
In there. Throw some
work.
Salt in. What, an elephant in your backyard? Humane?
No. My elephant's going to live. He's going to be a free
or a cheetah
free
on
range
your couch.
Elephant.
Oh, he's going to be able to run around the neighborhood. And no one's going to have any problem. Oh, it's just the local pet
free
elephant.
Free range, okay?
Rod thought he got calls whenever he ran around the neighborhood.
Okay, you guys are thinking about cute stuff to get chicks with. So I'm thinking about something just to be intimidating. Some we left off the list. I had to think, if you domesticate any animal, this animal's never been domesticated, but we know they're highly intelligent. You got to start thinking about like primates and gorillas.
Yeah.
A gorilla probably is as strong as most creatures in animal kingdom. Yeah, a gorilla. And then I would like to ride like a rhino.
Ooh.
I can ride a rhino.
Just watch out for that horn.
Right.
It's going to obey me.
Well, you don't want to ride on top of it.
Yeah.
I'm not riding on the horn. Okay. I don't want to be impaled by the thing.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
He knows a lot about rhinos and riding.
Is that a heifer joke?
Yeah, it's a heifer joke.
Oh, okay.
We know exactly
like
what BK. Yeah,
them.
You can't deny that. All right, that's going to do it for us. We do have, what do we have coming up next here? We got only 1 hour of Under the Lights, and then we've got Longhorn Blitz Podcast.
Longhorn Blitz Podcast, baby.
All right.
Breaking down Iowa State.
Beautiful. A little preview on that. We'll continue that preview tomorrow. That'll do it for us. For Rod, for Brad, I'm Kevin. Peace, y'all.